They need at least one person at the table. Good to see you. Okay. Okay. Today we're going to continue the Melach of Tzoveya. So Tzoveya, to make something, color something. So some Rishonim have a klal that ain't Tzviya ba'oichle. Right, or, and then we discuss Mashke maybe also.
No problem with the wine then.
Right. Those people were asking last week, they were asking me, they want to have a Tu B'Shvat Seder. And they would take white wine and put red wine. And so I told them, Ain't Tzviya B'Ochlin. So it's okay. If you hold Ain't Tzviya B'Ochlin, you could take colored wine and you put it, because Tzviya is not by a food. Oh, so the question is like this. The Gemara says in Shabbos, and I in Hey Amar Aleph on page 1, Shoichet Mishumai Chayef, the Malach of Shkita. What's the Malach? Rav Omer Mishum Tzoveya, Ushmul Omer Mishum Netilas Neshama. So one sheet is that it's tzoveya, because the blood goes on the animal, so it's tzoveya. And the other sheet says, no, you're killing it, netilas neshama. So then the Gemara says, mishum tzoveya in, mishum netilas neshama lo. It can't just be, everyone agrees that it's netilas neshama. The question is, maybe it's also tzoveya. So the Gemara says, eima af mishum tzoveya. Af mishum tzoveya. So the question is, that's going to be asked, is if ain't Tzviya ba'oichlin, so the basar l'chara is an oichel. So why is there Tzviya? Ain't Tzviya ba'oichlin? And so look at Rashi. Oh. Okay, we're holding by Ein Tzviya Ba'Oichlin from last week. So we're asking Akasha now that the Gemara says, Shoichet Mishumai Chayiv, on page 1. So the Gemara says, Rav Omer Mishum Tzoveya, Ushmul Omer Mishum Datilas Nisham. So the question, and the Gemara says, the one who was Tzoveya means Av Mishum Tzoveya. Everyone agrees it's Natilas Nisham, but is it also Tzoveya? So the shaila that the Rishonim are going to ask is, why is there tzoveya? Basar is oichel, and if you hold ain tzviya ba'oichlin, so then why should there be tzoveya? That's the kasha.
Tzoveya itself appears to be permanent.
Oh,
so semi-permanent.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So if you look in the Or Zeruah, page 3. So they point out that the Or Zeruah perhaps answers the kasha, because shochet mishum raim chayiv, rav omer mishum tzoveya perish shetzoveya haor bedam. In other words, he doesn't say like Rashi. Rashi says he's tzoveya the basar. Here he's saying tzoveya. So some achronim learn that the reason why he says the or is because the or is not an orchel. Right, it's only the basar's an ochel. So b'meila, that's maybe a svara of, but Rashi said basar. Rashi says basar. And this halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, if you look on page 4. And we're going to talk about this next week, Bezer Shemur. He says, "Miyesh misha omer she'ochel tusim or shar peiros hatzovim tzarich lizar shelo yigo biyadav tzvus bebogal or b'mapa." That was, if you have your hands dirty, you just ate strawberries and they're red. and you take your hands and you take on a towel, and now the towel is red, so there's a sheet of the ureim that's soveya. But avim soveya pito b'mashke, say you take a piece of bread and you dip it in the red wine, mashke peres leislamba. There ain't svia ba'ochum.
There's no issue of davashena miskavin or...
So it's a psik reisha, even though you're not mechavin to do the tzvia. It's a chumrah, even though it's derech lichluch, it's kilkul, it's, you know, so there are a lot of svaras to say that it shouldn't be asa. Pashtus is maybe it's only an issa de rabbanon, they point out.
Why is it even to rise to the level of a psik reisha? It's mechalkul.
Mekalkin.
He doesn't want it.
Right.
It's not secretions.
When
you
do something,
you don't want it, at least you have
something positive.
If you're just making stains, that's a negative.
Right. So that's Bez Hashem we'll get to. Not today. In the next week or two, we'll get to that. So he says. So back to the kasha. The kasha we had was, the Gemara says, Soveh Mishum Maim Chayiv, and the Gemara says, one opinion says, Mishum, Hashochet rather, Maim Chayiv Mishum Soveya, so Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. So the Orzaru says it's talking about the Or, but the Rashi says it's talking about the Basa.
It's still Shver even if it's the Or. Not permanent.
Okay, that could be. Oh, so if you take a look, in the Chacham Tzvi on page 5. So the Chacham Tzvi also very says Ein Tzvi Ba'ochlin. He says Gedolim Izu Amru on page 5. Tafilu Mishum Tzoveh Leis Bukh Moshkosu Psof Sim Shinchof Chem Perish Rashi Yosin Beitzim Sanena Shal Chardol Shal Chalm Mon Havi Lamara, where you could put the yolk of the egg on the chardel, on the mustard, even though it's going to color the mustard, it ain't tzvi ba'ochlin. So he says, but he says that it has to be, take a look on page 5 on the left side. We saw that Rashi, the Rambam Shita, we learned last week, that if you're making paint, like Rav Gutman pointed out, you're coloring the water, not the color of the water, but then the water will become paint, and then you'll color the wall. So the Rambam says that's what? That's Sevilla. Ah, but what did you say in Sevilla Ba'ochun? Mayim is an oichel. So he says, "Haynu b'davka b'tzoveh davish ein roi l'macha l'mashke adam." In other words, it has to be that the thing that you bring tzoveya, some type of liquid, it was not roi l'shtia. If it would be roi l'shtia, then it wouldn't be. Even though you're not planning to drink it, you see that's his yisod. Even if you're not planning to drink it. He writes on the left, on the right column. Ve'ein lo ma d'davke b'dayte lechol lishtos, hu d'shori. Because he holds its mutter, even if, as long as it's edible, even if you're not planning to eat it, as long as it's edible, that is. Ein tzvi b'ochlin. So again, we're saying like this: The Gemara says, if you shoichit, you chayiv mishum tzoveya. So the question is, what about ein tzviya ba'oichlin? So then, he says, he has this kasha, where the arrow is on the left, on page 5. Ve'efshar dahainu taimu da Rambam, ve'loposa karav, b'shoichit shechayiv mishum tzoveya. Could be that's why the Rambam taka holds it's only chayiv mishum netilas neshama. Maybe in Ochanami, maybe according to the opinion of the Halal Tzoveh, he holds it is Yesh Tzviya Ba'ochlin. And the Rambam, Dafka, didn't paskin like that Shita because he holds Ein Tzviya. Maybe in Ochanami, maybe there's no Teretz. That the Shita that holds Yechayim Mishum Tzoveh, Taka holds the Yesh Tzviya Ba'ochlin because Yitzoveh the Bosser. Then he says, Rafilu L'Rav Yeshlom Mishum Sh'osur Ba'achila, Shaykh Beit Tzviya. Aval dovah haroy lamachal adam lo shaykh beit tzviya klal afilu l'raf. So what does it mean? It's not roy lachilas adam. So the Avnei Nezer says on page 6. He says uveikar kushya tiretz hachacham tzvi mishum de osu bachilu kavnoso she osu l'ochlo im adam. In other words, you can't eat the. So he says that's why it's not Roy Lachila now. So therefore Yesh Tzviya. There was Dam you can't eat. Dam you can't eat.
But the Nun of Shechet's nothing. If you could eat it, so you can tiny he wants
it. If you could eat it, so that ain't Tzviya Baruchlin.
He prefers to eat red. No, but you can at least have a Havim Amen. Maybe he prefers to eat bloody meat. But once he can't eat, once you're saying he can't eat it anyway, so then it's Dam.
Can't eat it now, but then when he washes it off, he'll eat it.
But I understand, but then he has nothing from the tzviya. The tzviya has to have some kind of a kavana to it.
Right, he wants to show that it's fresh meat. That it has the fresh red blood. It's just shechted. And then, in the next paragraph on page 6, he says, Avor zaruar isi, shepir shoveh ha'or, v'nira derashi lo v'shalopir shenitzva ha'or, tim kei maikom harav shoveh v'may nichalei, divide derech l'spo ha'or. Okay. So he points out that Rashi had a different So then the Chayodom, so it comes out like this, that so you can say three Mahalchim on what's pshat that if you shech the animal you chayv mishum tzoveya. Either you hold Yesh Tzviya Ba'ochlin. That's one possibility. Or you hold it's the or, which is not Roy Lachila, not the Basar. Or you hold that since Dam is not Roy Lachila, then that's not called Ochal anymore.
The Basar is also not Roy Lachila. If he did it, he's Machal Shabbos. Right? Sheikh Machal Shabbos is not kosher.
No. Hashochet.
Sheikh B'Shabbos.
Afal Pi Shechai Misa Shchitosok Sheira. Oh, so that's the kasha, but it's a fairish din shchita suk sheira.
But how does it
tie to
the sasmin?
That's
if he has to be a
shomishavus
to be a
shochet. Oh, so that toys is kasha. Maybe the first time you're not. It's only when you're a mumer or something like that. You know, so that's toys has to. Rav Shechter once pointed out that the Rishonim were bothered by why you're not considered a mumer, and the Achronim were bothered. How come the Gemara and Tamur? Rav Shechter pointed out the Achronim were bothered by the Gemara says in Tamur, "Kol milsa da omar rachmana lo savidi avid lo mahani." So therefore, how could that sheet to say that it's a beferish mishnah that it is mahani? So that's a separate So the Chayodim here on page 8. In the Nishmas Adam in the bottom. So look what he says. He starts from the Kosov of Beis Yosef. You see on the beginning there, on the right side, on the Nishma Sodom. Kosov of Beis Yosef, Mishum Shibole Aleket, Tzarchim Mutul Liten Karkom B'Tavshil. Right? Can you take this this vegetable and put it in the Tavshil to color? Kosov of Fidas Eirei Mutter. You're quoting Rei Main Tzviya Baruchlin. It's Mutter. I'm Beis Yosef. Shibole Lol Kosov El Kosov Eirei. Yeah. Bemes Loshon Zalonim Tzvi Rei. So if you hold in Tzvi Ochlum, it's okay. The Svarah Shibol, what did they end up with Tzvi Ochlum? Lachen Kosov the Mutter. Also, if it's not the Derech to be Tzoveya, so then it's also Mutter. So then he says like this, on the left side. You see, maybe, what's the pshat in Ein Tzvi Ochlin? Is it a din that it's like the Chacham Tzvi says? Anything that's roi lachila, even if you're not planning to drink it, but it's roi lachila, Ein Tzvi Ochlin. He's saying a different mahalach, that Ein Tzvi Ochlin because it's not the derech. But if it would be the derech, then maybe you would say. He gives you an example. They take a liquid.
Candy,
yeah, but what they do is, like Rav Shechter pointed out, they color the liquid and they put it, like Rav Shechter pointed out, they put it in the window. Yeah. As a, you know, advertisement. I think that's what Rav Shechter explained it. V'chein mochre yayin shedakel l'tzboa. In other words, mochre yayin, they want to, you know, make a colorful thing, and they do it dafka, you know, to do it like that. Kol sheshani lehem michatos. He thinks that it's a real chil shabbos. Because here's the derech, to color things up, to make it look a certain color. But das ha-smagli rim, nearly the das... And he says maybe that's why there's some shitas that hold that you can pour red wine into white wine. Why? In other words, the mochre yayin want the wine to look festive and colorful, so they dafka put it in. So it's daka bekach. So Chacham Tzvi would say, so what? It's wine, and wine is roi lachila, and that's it. But he's saying, no, the derech is to do it. If the derech is to do it, it could be in its anissa daraisa. But if you put a vegetable in the food, so you want it for taste, even though memela, it's going to change the color, that's not a iser. Einum shem tzaveil kadeli sheyitim bo tam rak tatzeva memela ba. If it came into ein ochel bar tzvia lo mafmirinim. Kolam masher darko bekach chol sheshani mechatos. That anything is darko bekach, he says, is it could be an iser daraisa. So the chacham has this big chumrah. That something that's darko bekach is a chiv, could be a chiv skila.
Really, the whole difference then between all the shitas here is if it's osur midrabanan or if it's deraisa. And kula alma that you can't prepare paint or candy or anything else on Shabbos. You're not supposed to be making the mixture in the first place.
Well, say I want to pour. I'm a salesman. And I want to pour red wine into white wine.
On Shabbos. So that you can sell it after Shabbos.
Yeah.
So that's all, sir. It's Mechim Shabbos. It's a chon. It's a Rabbanan. It's not the
Rabbanan. Okay. Say I'm not doing it for Mechim. I want you to see it now. Not necessarily Mechim. Say I want you to, It means Mecca Chomer. Okay, that's side reasons. But I'm saying the Etzim Malacha Shabo is Mutter. If the Taka is some other, you know.
In other words, that's the difference between the Rice and the Rabbana, no?
Right, but I'm saying it could be that you could have a Heike Timsa where it's a Shail of Mutter versus a Daraisa. In other words, you think it could be more distinct between. Well. Then there's a discussion, you know, in the Mishnah Berurah's discussion about making coffee or tea on Shabbos. So he has a whole discussion here. And then he says, on page 14 in the bottom, look in the Shartzion. Page 14 in the bottom. He says, well, it's going on Pei Hei in the Mishnah Berurah. Sabeche, rather. Look on the second line in the Mishnah Berurah on top. She'esen shelo eno tzonen, who provided tovlotzes b'zeh kol adeis. So the question about putting the essence in the hot water to make tea on Shabbos. But then he says in the bottom, but oven zeh tov yosef she'ara mayim v'tocha essence. Latzeis b'deg dam l'asa hachoshim l'tzviya. He says if you put the essence in the water, that could be tzviya. If you put the water in the essence first, and then you pour the water, that wouldn't be tzviya. Because the derech of tzviya is you take the water, and then you pour the dye in the water. That's derech tzviya. So he says you want to be choshesh that maybe making tea on Shabbos is tzviya. And last week we discussed that some shitas hold that even though ain't tzviya ba'ochlin, but b'mashkin there is. So he says, so just reverse it. And this way you'll get out of the problem of tzviya. And if you look in the Migdolos Merkochim, the Tzelmer, on page 15, Levi Yitzchak Greenwald, when was he nifter?
I think in the 80s.
The
80s. The 80s, yeah.
And he was the Puparev's father?
He was the Puparev's nephew.
Puparev was
his uncle.
What, the Vayichi Yosef?
Yeah.
Was his uncle.
He was his uncle, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So he has a big chumra here. Haldashi imutu b'shabes kol l'shmuch mayim roskim al eza min kafe. Because he wants to make coffee on Shabbos. Right? So, and the coffee was already mavushal from before. The beans were already mavushal. Fukubo kemach yovet, shochel or mayim acholov. So he says, the truth is chasam sof, heri chalul mod schus, al anshe, Frankfurt, shosim kain, al yidei goy. Mew, shom mayri shakofi in a mavushal. In other words, he's talking about coffee that wasn't mavushal, it was only roasted.
You're talking about beans.
Beans, yeah.
Ground coffee.
Yeah, beans.
Instant, no?
Well, instant coffee, in other words, what happened to...
Instant, right?
In other words, he's saying there are two types. There's one is that they actually cooked it already in liquid.
That's instant coffee.
Instant. So he says that's more cooler, Dick, because saying bishal achar bishal. But say they didn't cook it in water, it was just roasted. So then there's a sheet of the Urayim that Yesh Bishol Achar Tzli or Yesh Bishol Achar Afia. So the Chacham Sofer says you get a goy, you know, Chacham Sofer says you get a goy, you know, Bishol Achar Afia also, but she ain't came in and done, she bought the lab fabric for who Mavushal came in over here, she's going, there's no problem with Bishol. So the Chora, if it was already cooked already, that you say that's instant, right, Michael?
It's cooked.
So then you shouldn't have a problem. So now
instant coffee.
Yeah. So
the other kind, if you use a cliche, he solves the problem. No? I asked this shaila.
Yeah, I mean, that's
two different rabbanim. Everybody said it was mutter.
Okay, I mean, if what? If it was not instant.
Regular coffee you put in a Melita.
Right, so that's a whole... It's a whole...
A cliché,
but some ass are even a cliché. Because... but that's the separate thing. Let's Okay, but that was we had 44 shiurim on Bishul, so we're ready. But he wants to say a chiddush here that even if you can get out of Bishul, it's still tzvia. That's his chumra here. Obviously, it's not the accepted shita. But we need to find a tzviya. Aval lanfia niyas daiti nira de isu gomerhu mishum tzviya. Lo domi lahad panim iras ura birhetev shari tshuva the mutu lishpach roschim al tzuker kevin the gvan ispazio the tzuker lo shayach tzviya. So Hashem gino yinu afakav de bishul lo shayach mikol bochum tzviya shayach. Afakav de ein tzviya ba'ochlin. Right? Zua dimi mashkin, which kosa prima godim. Hey, the doctor Mashkin on Yanim Kadoma. She ain't be Mayim. Her eker tzvia who be Mayim. She knows it. Hadover had tzovei be Mayim. He says that he says a chiddush here that even though ain't tzvia be Ochlin, this is Ochlin. He said Mayim is different because that's what Mayim is all about. Mayim is all about that you color the water. Lo dami lo hadanogim what takes sense betei. My rosh from Shabbos, the husband kvar had seven nasa mayor of Shabbos. I know tei ma'atzmo husam b'mayim mayor Shabbos. Rosh nasa had tei b'mayim b'mayim nitzba b'zel lo shaych b'shum tzvir tzvir lo shaych b'nosin asam man mul tocha mayim. So he wants to say that by essence, if you do it like the Mishnah Berurah said, if you do it the reverse way, it's okay. But he says that he thinks it's tzviya if you. So that's his chiddush here. So he says that you're mechavin for the tzviya, and. So we normally don't assume like this. We assume ain't tzviya ba'ochlin, and there's no. He's making a new category that water is different than other mashkim, because that's the whole mahus of water. Water is clear, and you color it. So, in other words, you could say by other things, a big chiddush, but that's what he says. Here, Rav Goodman quotes it here. If you take a look. He says on page 19, take a look. Shut Migdolos Merchakim, Pasak, the Osulasos Kavi B'Shabbos. Mishim the Kavonis Nesin is a Kavi Shayet Seva, Mamayim Shalom Mar Kavi. Hikim shum tzoveya. The dvar tzarech in godel akuli alma yodi den kavanas hashos kovei odos hamare. El tam hu haiker. Lo shach tzvi b'ze. Kevin deinu tzarech la. I don't know. The people don't care about the color, or will they all also care about the color when they make the coffee? The
color is eifet imtze. It lets you know when you put in enough coffee.
Right. But maybe the word is he's saying that, so therefore you want the color too.
Tried decade ago, nobody liked it.
Right. Oh, you see? That's the raya.
People didn't get used to it. Eventually people would get used to it.
Right. It's part of the experience. Part of the, I mean, I'm not a coffee drinker. My wife's a coffee drinker. I'm not a coffee drinker. I think part of the experience is the color.
Well, you're drinking clear liquid now.
Right. You see? It's good.
Well, she tough, though. Doesn't like coffee.
Right. Well, she tough, so. Yeah. So that's, yeah. So it comes out that the Chacham Tzvi sheet is not, was yes, last week we saw that the Ben Ish Chai said, Ein Tzviya ba'ochlin, but b'mashkin, there is Tzviya. The Chacham Tzvi says there's no Tzviya ba'ochlin or b'mashkin. And the Chachmas Adam, the Prima Gadim, says, no, it depends. If it ain't darko b'kach, then there ain't Tzviya. But if it's darko b'kach, and you're mechavin, then there is Tzviya. So that's why if you're doing something, but dafka, you want to make something green. The face, it's Shabbos Tu B'Shvat. And you dafka want to put lime in the, you know, to have a green look. I don't know. Shavuos, Tu B'Shvat, I don't know.
And
yeah. You dafka want to put it in, so according to the Chayodim, that could be Nisa D'Oraisa. Darko B'Kach. Now, he has a piece. I mentioned last week, Rav Vorendes once asked Rav Bick about the toilets. You know, the toilet that has
the coloring.
So yeah, he called Rav Bick up, he asked him, and Rav Bick said, Ein Tzviya ba'ochlin. And then he hung up on him. Ein Tzviya ba'ochlin. So we have to make a cheshbon here. So if you hold, what would the Chacham Tzviya, I mean, is it royal l'shtiya?
I don't think that's what he meant. He meant that the yisod of Tzviya ba'ochlin is that in darka b'kach. So too here, like nobody cares if their toilet water is blue or not.
Or does he say, but it has to be an ochel. So water, we say,
by its nature is an ochel.
What is an ochel?
But the blue is not.
The blue is not.
The blue makes it not an ochel anymore.
That's if you say like the Avnei Nezis.
Yeah, if it's not.
I mean, if you didn't tell anybody, you'd fill a cup.
It's still an
The water of a toilet, the chor, is the same water as the tap.
Yeah, but
when you put in the blue.
Yeah, but you put in
blue is with stomach not safe to drink.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't put the blue in after you put the blue in. You put the blue in when it's just stam water.
Right.
Every time you put the blue.
No, if you hold like the Avnei Nezer,
it's shia.
If you hold like the Avnei Nezer that we said that the blood makes the whole thing. Even though the basar was royal achila, now the blood is not. So and he says that then yesh shviya b'ochlin. So then your tushnel is very good, because the blue is like the blood, and then you wouldn't say the din of ein shviya b'ochlin. But if you say the din of ein shviya b'ochlin is going on the thing that you before you put, you look at it from before you put the thing in, and then before you think it was something royal achila. So even though it's not omid l'kach, because it's not omid l'kach. So the Chacham Tzvi says it doesn't matter if it's Omer Lekach or not, as long as it's royal l'shtiya. So I guess it's royal l'shtiya. I mean, right? I mean, is it?
No, you wouldn't do it, but I mean, it depends what the getter is. If it's a kelev would, so that's the getter, then fine.
But is it anything in the water that's different? I mean, we wouldn't do it because it's most.
The bowl isn't perfectly clean, so you don't want to drink that water.
What?
You wouldn't drink that water because the bowl's not perfectly clean. Disgusting bowl.
Right.
The truth is, yeah, but if you're going to go in that direction, you have other shavuos also. I mean, how do you flush a toilet in shavuos? If it's a place where there's no air, you're causing it to go out, you know, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah.
So So that could be kochel b'karmelis. It's only going after a karmelis, maybe.
Where did the track go into the middle of Broadway? You know.
Wait a minute. Where did the sewer pipes go?
I don't know. Could be.
I don't know about your building.
What's the din of Rosh Hashanah? Underneath Rosh Hashanah doesn't have a din of Rosh Hashanah. It says above the Rosh Hashanah does.
No, underground,
underground
doesn't.
Underground aren't there. Oh, so the Talmud Lachas, he has a piece about the toilets. Is Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman from Williamsburg. He's a brother-in-law of Harfenis, the married sisters. Oberlanders. That's the.
Are they part of Satmar?
Yeah. Rabbi Harfenis has a shul called Yisrael Vazmanim. This is shul they keep, try to keep the Zmanim. That was his first sefer.
Because he's an Oberlander, so he's like the Yekish Satmar.
And Rav Goodman has an official Satmar shul, South 8th Street. A Zalman Leib shul, South 8th Street. So he says, so he writes like this, on page 22. Tzitzanis sheyesh b'chol mitzvah hanosun l'toch kankan amayim abayim l'beis hakisei. This is it. V'holchasa rabso l'shabso. B'inyan tzitzanis sheyesh b'chol mitzvah hanosun l'toch kankan amayim abayim l'beis hakisei. K'sholochet says l'beis yad nitbayim Hamayim Abayim Mutocha Safsal. Right? When you flush, so it gets colored. The Ishmael says, Isum Mishum Tzoveya. So he wants to say it's Asr. Hamayim Eilu Ein Shem Ochel Allah. Because he wants to say that this Mayim is not Shem Ochel. It's not Roy Lachil. It's not. Avogam Sheinu Miskayim. Aber it's not Miskayim. But still, something's not miskayim still has an issa derabbanim. And it could be you want it, you know, so it shouldn't be nikar the lichluch. For agav mashakosav achacham tzvi hanal ataris divrei rabbim the hachiv will pasuk rabbim shem dein tzvi ba'ochlin. King Kosov Nami Maran Chasim Soifer should be Hashem Dehochi Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin Kmo Dein Ma'abid Ba'ochlin Siyem Shem Delfize Efshar De Rav L'Shitoso L'Kamo Tzviya Le'ich Ibud Ba'ochlin. But maybe it's only Rav L'Shitoso who doesn't hold from all these things of Ein this Ba'ochlin, Ein that Ba'ochlin Shem Ochis Re'ich Tzviya Ba'ochlin V'nayin Kaim Elon K'rova De'ein Ibud Ba'ochlin Kmo Dein Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin V'atzi Shabir De Pasach Ram L'in Shachar D'chai Rach Mishum D'til Shom V'lo Mishum Tzoveya. Because the Rambam paskin that ain't Tzviya Ba'ochlin. So that's what we saw, that the Avni Nezer says. So he says, but he thinks that that this case, that the Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin is not shayach over here, because it's not an ochel. So then Itaka thinks it's aser. He thinks it's an issa derabbanan. An issa derabbanan. Unless you say that. How does it work? You flush it, and then it colors up, and then when does the color go away?
Water coming in turns blue from the
No, but when you flush it, the water coming in turns blue.
Right, the incoming water.
Well, turns blue, and then
the incoming, after it's flushed, you have again fresh incoming water turns blue and sits there.
And for how long does it? Until
the next time somebody uses it, I guess. No.
And then. But why doesn't the next water turn blue also?
It does.
It does.
Yeah,
okay. So it's all turned blue.
It's all turned right.
All is going to be blue.
All the water that's all coming in there is going to be blue. Yeah.
Right. So, Yeah, so then what's the Svarim Kula?
I think the Svarim Kula, I think what Rabbik meant was that extend the Yisod of the Aram in Sviya Be'ochlem means anything that's not Darka B'kach, anything that you're not trying to, you know, keep it as a permanent colored thing is Mutter.
No, but you don't...
going to put the permanent...
Permanent. So, right.
Sounds right.
But that the question is, in other words, something that's the question. In other words, something that's not permanent, is that does that take away a derisa and make it derabbanan, or does that make it mutar lagamri?
So Yerayim held by Ochlan that makes it mutar lagamri, which was a huge chiddush, but Yerayim said it, so.
But why is the Yerayim saying it? The Yerayim saying it because it's not dark or bakach.
Why is it not Darko B'kach? Maybe you held it wasn't permanent.
It wasn't permanent.
Maybe say that in general, Ksiva, if you're writing in post on a window or something.
Right, so we have to define future shiurim. In other words, when does something that's not is not permanent go from a deraisa to a drabanan, and when is it mutar lagamri? Like they talk about, I think Rabbi Avad Yosef, about brushing your teeth on Shabbos. So you're putting the thing, but it's not permanent. It's just gonna wash away the.
Toothbrushing is memachik.
Memachik.
No.
Right. Rav Shechter thought it meant memareich, that you're smearing the thing on the paste on your thing, but then you a second later it's gone.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, but that's dark of a cost. That's the way you...
So his Rebbe didn't think that was Mamarach, right?
The Pashas is, I think it's totally mutter to brush your teeth on Shabbos. Because there are body holes. I think it's... the only reason I don't is because when I grew up, you know, Rav Moshe was Rav Moshe, and that was it, and that's why I grew up. But people who ask me today, I tell them, that they could do the tachatchila, they can brush it. It's like Rav Avad Yosef. Yeah, but even that, I don't think you need another toothbrush. I don't think you need. I don't just a body holds this way. It's all ainu miskayim. It's had to go.
Rav Moshe said that you do need a special toothbrush.
Rav Moshe, I wanted to say that it's usher. More than that, Rav Moshe said it was usher because. Like Rav Shechter pointed out, you're smearing on.
It's okay if you use a separate toothbrush.
No, no,
if your teeth.
He says it's what you just said. It's mamachek. He says.
I asked Rav Regensburg once. He says.
He has a tshuva, but
it's also to not brush your teeth.
Yeah.
You have to brush your teeth.
Doesn't he have a tshuva in his sefer? I think he might have a tshuva. I think he might have his. Right, Rav Moshe was the one who asked it. I'm telling you. Look, you'll see, Rav Moshe, what you said, Mamachik, Rav Shechter pointed out that he didn't mean Mamachik, mean Mamarech, but Rav Avad Yosef thinks it's Mutter.
Does Siren brush their teeth?
What?
Does Siren brush their teeth?
Those that follow Rav Avad Yosef.
Liquid toothpaste.
Yeah, but Pasha says you don't even need the liquid, and Rav Avad holds you need a thicker substance to do memareich, because the real memareich, as Rav Avad pointed out, is there was a barrel, and there was a hole in the barrel, and then you're smearing something on to cover the hole, or something very thick of that nature. But the toothpaste today, you never fill a hole with. If you have a barrel that I'll give you five things of toothpaste, you'll never get anywhere. But part of that discussion is the Einu Miskayim issue. But if you say that maybe the other svar is to say that it's Mayim, it's an Ochel. But. My niti is also to say that that's not really shame ochel on the and it's relevant for Hilchas Nida if a woman has blood in the toilet bowl, So there's no kesem, it's only in something that's a kabel tumma. So the question is the water in the toilet bowl makabel tumma or not? So that's a whole discussion. And big nafkamina, whether if there's she sees blood in the toilet bowl, whether she's tummy or not. This child comes up all the time. It's one of the top 10 shilas in Hilchos Nida is blood in the water in the toilet. So it's more complicated with Maim Shebakaka, and that's a whole discussion. Okay, but this is the end of that. Bez Hashem, next week we'll continue Yonei Tzvi as well.
Yeah.
How's the hopping?